Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. We are next to the Sphinx. What an amazing privilege for so many humans to be so close to something that has been here so long. And that's one of the things I wish to speak of. Literally, many here are able to touch it. We are in its shadow. And there is so much mystery here for some. First thing we would do, dear human being, and I am cautioned to do the same, is to not just get permission from the ancients, but to honor them and thank them that this survived. Buried many times over history with civilizations, it is here for you to see yet again. And with the ancients' permission, we will speak to the Sphinx. But before we do, I return to one of the channels I gave you just recently. And it had to do with this object. And now I ask you, since you're sitting next to it, is it possible that there was a moat around it and there was water? Perhaps not through its ages, but at one period in time. Can you see it in color? Can you see the trees and the beauty and the green that covered the area? Dear ones, you're sitting in the moat. The mystery has always been, how old is it? I said before in a channeling that it is older than you think. Could it be that it was pre-Egyptian? We brought this up in the first channeling over a week ago. And we said there were civilizations before civilizations. We said that the evidence will start showing itself. We talked about that which they've discovered in the Indus Valley and in Turkey, that indeed there were civilizations in this area and beyond. Is it possible that this Sphinx was built before anyone thought things of this nature were built? Now, we speak of the precession of the equinoxes. This is the wobble of the earth. The ancients all over the planet saw this. You might ask, well, how could they see something so subtle? And the answer is always the same. The sky is what they had to look at. This was the roof over their head every night for eons. They studied the movements. The scientists of the day would track them, even without telescopes. And they figured out that this planet has a wobble to it. Even if they didn't know about planets, they calculated the degrees that it moved. And they figured out that it had a center point and which direction it was moving. The center point of the precession of the equinoxes has just occurred in 2012. Like so many other measurements, there are significances in the half-life of them. In other words, 26,000 years has a half-wobble of 13,000. That was a significant marker for the stars, for you, for civilization, for consciousness. And what I'm about to tell you now does not necessarily agree with those who study the Sphinx. The Sphinx was here for the half-life of the precession, 13,000 years ago. Long before the pyramids then were built around it, next to it, in line with it. Dear ones, there is so much to know here, and that is missing. Where might that be? Where would the knowledge be? What about the Sphinx? Esoterics. The humans who built this object put intent into it. Perhaps even love. Perhaps they had even an enlightenment to say that there was light here. Remember what I've told you about ancient Egypt. They understood Ra, the one God. They understood, long before this was given to the earth, they understood light temples. They understood ascension and even the possibility of coming back from the afterlife. They prepared for it. The same consciousness is here. Dear ones, I'm going to make a statement. What you sit beside is alive. Quantumly, it is alive. It is alive with the humanity who built it and put their intent into it. And so since it is alive, it knows you're here. So let's talk to it. Let's talk to it. Dear Sphinx, we're here. Thank you for all you've been through, for standing here in majesty so we can look upon you and wonder at the years that have gone by. Dear Sphinx, we're here to tell you something special. We know who you are. We have passed this marker of 2012. And we start to realign with the ancients. The ancients' consciousness becomes ours. And we start to share our temple of light with you. To some, this is just a stone monument. But to enlightened beings, they feel the life here, the intent here, and the age here. Sphinx, we know you have seen civilizations come and go. And you've watched humans go into a state that is not light. We're here to tell you something. We're starting to crawl out of the darkness and reawaken the light that the creators of you knew about. Thank you for existing so we can see you today, so that we can have a consciousness sharing time today. What a privilege to sit in the shadow of the Sphinx on this 11th day. And so it is.